This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira. This is a translation of a fatwa that Fadilat al-Shaykh Falah ibn Ismail Mandakar gave when he came to one of our masajid here in Leicester. We asked the Shaykh about a matter that is constantly being circulated by the people, being ascribed to the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala, rumors that he once gave a fatwa or once mentioned to the people that it is okay for them to make hijrah to Birmingham. And the reason why I'm retranslating it now is simply because at the time of the lecture, we initially agreed that the Shaykh would only give summarized and short answers. Due to the restriction in time and the fact that the Shaykh gave a lecture that went well over 3 hours and it was getting very late. But due to the nature of the question, the Shaykh felt that he had to give the answer in detail. And because of this, I didn't get the main points that the Shaykh mentioned down on paper, and the translation was not detailed how it should have been. So inshallah ta'ala, in this audio I will try to note down and translate every single thing that the Shaykh mentioned sentence by sentence, in order for the individual that only knows the English language can fully take on what the Shaykh mentioned without missing anything out.
يا شيخ الأخ يقول هل الصحيح أنك أفتيت بجواز الهجرة إلى برمنغهام لأن هذا يتناقل بين الناس.
The question that was put forth to the Shaykh, is it true that you once gave a fatwa making it permissible for someone to make hijrah to Birmingham? Because this is what is being circulated by the people at the very moment. What, I said this? And then the people, they start bursting into laughter. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that there is no hijrah after the conquest of Al-Makkah. What then, I say that it's okay for someone to make hijrah to Birmingham? And then the people start laughing again. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam only made hijrah to two places. One to Habasha, and the second place where he made hijrah to was to Al-Madinah. And after the conquest of Al-Makkah, he mentioned La hijrata ba'd al-fath. There is no hijrah after the conquest of Al-Makkah. And why did he say this?
لأن مكة دار إسلام والمدينة أيضا دار إسلام الحمد.
The reason for this is because now Mecca has become a Dar al-Islam, the lands of the Muslimin, and also Medina became from the lands of the Muslimin. And all praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then the matter finished there. Same. Because this is now a place of on the lands of the Muslimin, Mecca, and likewise Medina is from the lands of the Muslimin. What is the difference between Birmingham and Leicester? What's the difference between the two places? So what? What do we do now? Make hijrah from this place called Leicester to Birmingham, and then we call this hijrah? Or I see myself to be then a person that has made hijrah? La ya Abdullah. No, O servant of Allah. So I said to the Shaykh, this is now being spread on numerous websites and also on forums. The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala then replied and said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.
قل هاتوا برهانكم. قل لهم هاتوا برهانكم إن كنتم صادقين.
We say to these people, bring forth your proofs. We say to these people, bring forth your proofs if you are people that are truthful.
لا يا عبد الله برمنغام بريطانيا وليستر بريطانيا ولا لا ومانشستر بريطانيا.
No, O servant of Allah, Birmingham is in Britain. Leicester is in Britain. Manchester is in Britain.
The same thing.
All these places are the same. What's the difference?
نعم حيث المكان يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا هجرة بعد الفتح ولكن جهاد ونية.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لا هجرة بعد الفتح. There is no hijrah after the conquest of Al-Makkah. ولكن جهاد ونية. But that which remains is the jihad and also making the intention.
تنتقل من مكان إلى مكان مثل نحن ننتقل نروح من الكويت إلى المدينة.
Moving from one place to another. For example, we move from Kuwait to Al-Madinah. Kuwait is from the lands of the Muslimin, and likewise Medina is from the lands of the Muslimin. But in Medina you have scholars, isn't it so? And you also have the Masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Naam. We say to this person, marhaban, welcome, if a person wants to do this, but we don't call this a hijrah. Rather, I'm from those that wage war on those people that easily use the word hijrah. I'm severe when people put forth a question, saying, I want to make hijrah from this place all the way to that place. I say, no, there is no hijrah. There is no hijrah, ya Shaykh. The word hijrah is a great legislated word with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh then referred to the Muhajirun and the Ansar, those that accompanied the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those that made Hijrah, and then those that aided the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then in this time, we find people they call themselves Muhajirs. Yes, the Muhajir is the one that boycotts and forsakes that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. But this is not like the hijrah of the Sahaba. No. They passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Hijrah to Birmingham? What's the difference? And then the people start laughing again. Didn't these people say make hijrah to that masjid? Which masjid did they say again? And tomorrow they will say to you, make hijrah to Masjid al-Fulani, to Fulan's masjid.
One mosque. وهذا اللي حاصل الآن. يقول لك, this mosque, sunnah. Salafi mosque. This mosque, bid'ah mosque.
And this is the reality that we have today. You find people, they say this is a sunnah mosque, a Salafi mosque. And as for that masjid, it's a bid'i mosque. A'udhu billah. We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ya Abdullah. Al-masjid huwa baytullahi jalla wa ala.
Ya Abdullah, O servant of Allah. The masajid are the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
صلوا في جميع المساجد.
And pray in all of these masajid.
نعم.
أظن أنهم يقصدون المقطع. هناك مقطع ينشر بين الناس. يعني أنك كنت يعني تنقل عن شهر بيت الدخول. من أراد منكم الهجر فليهاجر إلى برمنغهام.
So I stopped the Shaykh and I said to him, Ya Shaykh, there is an audio in which you are saying inside this audio, whoever wants to make hijrah, then let this person make hijrah to Birmingham. And you are ascribing this to Shaykh Ubaid. The Shaykh then said, I am not in agreement with this speech. I do not acknowledge or agree with this speech that he mentioned. So a brother spoke out and said, perhaps these people, they intend that you once gave a fatwa saying that it's okay for someone to make hijrah from Germany to Birmingham. The Shaykh then said, what, I said this? The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala then mentions and he said, yes, I heard Shaykh Ubaid say this, meaning it is okay for someone to make hijrah to Birmingham. But the reality is, do we call this and name it to be hijrah? No, O servant of Allah, we do not call this hijrah at all. But this goes under jihadun wa niyyah, the jihad and also making the intention. In Britain you have that the niqab is permitted, it's allowed for a woman to wear the niqab and other things also. Mathalan, for example, now I moved from France to Britain in order for my wife to have the ability to wear her niqab. This is something that is great in reward, meaning moving from France to Britain in order for my wife to have the ability to wear her niqab. But we don't call this a hijrah. So why did these people specifically specify Birmingham? Why don't we say the whole of Britain? Because in the whole of England you are allowed to wear the niqab. Growing your beard is allowed. Wearing your thawb is allowed. Wearing the niqab is allowed. Having masajid is allowed. And all these things are permitted and allowed in the whole of Britain. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the munsifin, those that are fair and just in their speech. And I remind you, brothers and sisters, that we need to be very, very careful ascribing things and rumors and things that are not firm to our beloved mashayikh, our Salafi scholars. Those scholars that have spent years and years clarifying the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then today we come, you find some youth ascribing things to mashayikh, when in reality the thing wasn't clear cut. And because of this, our mashayikh are being dropped. Due to these very childish matters that are ascribed to the mashayikh. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those that preserve our tongues. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not make us from those who speak about the honor of their mashayikh. Wallahi, the reason why we decided to put forth this question to Sheikh Falah Ismail is because this is now becoming very, very common. It's very, very easy for today for someone to come and ascribe something to a sheikh. And to make us from those that are mentioned in the hadith, مَنْ ذَبَّ عَنْ عِرْضِ أَخِيهِ كَانَ حَقًّا عَلَى اللَّهِ يُعْتِقُهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. Whoever defends the honor of his brother,
Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a right upon himself to protect this individual from the fire. And this hadith was authenticated by Imam al-Albani, rahimahullahu ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you tawfiq and make us from those who preserve the integrity of our scholars. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.